you've decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show. And that makes you a winner. This State of Origin, Carlton Dry are letting the game decide. If your team comes through with the goods, you'll get the goods. Will you win a Holden Colorado? T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, Australia! Oh, what a show, J.O., we've got for you today.
Very good, Hamish.
What have we got? Tommy G, bang! Yes, bang. He's coming in second hour. Good man, of course, on the television. Have you been paying attention?
That's right.
Will we have more on the Mystery Pooper?
Well, who couldn't get enough of that? I can't get enough of the Mystery Pooper. It's gone worldwide
now.
Yeah,
it's trending. It really has. Sorry, it hurts my throat to do Mick
Does
too
it?
Much.
Sorry,
I run out of gas.
Hamish Blake filling in for Mick Molloy.
Great
Thank you and
here.
Welcome. Mick. But keep going. We'll tell you what else is going. Hey, we're going to talk about your tracksuit pants because it's led us to something that people keep hidden or people are embarrassed about.
Yeah, I don't want to steal Mick's gear on the show, but I will be talking about tracksuit pants
you will.
Today.
That's right. We've got Clown of the Week.
And
we always are bursting at the seams with clowns. Plenty of those. We have another discussion that we brought up in the office before.
We've got so much to talk about today.
We have.
I almost feel like we're already, I mean, it's only 4 past 4, but I already feel like we don't have enough time left in the next 2 hours.
We want to talk about straws being given the boot from our supermarkets.
That will be a hot topic.
It will
be.
Believe it or not,
topic.
It will be. Do you have a weekend pre-match routine? Yep.
Let's throw the term out there now. For people that are settling in and they've cracked open a wine in a can, if you're still selling wine in a can on this show.
Yes, we still do it.
If you've cracked open a rosé in a can, you are planning on settling in for the full 2 hours. Mm. Here's a term that's been bandied around the office today. I've been in for about an hour. Everyone's been talking about this a lot.
We better say
kids are in the car.
Maybe just turn it down for 1 second.
Kids under 13. But it's not a swear word.
It's something that girls do, apparently.
Part of the vernacular. People might be familiar with it. It's a dance move,
yes, that women do.
It's not shaming anyone.
No.
It's not just to become a creative way
Come
of
labeling. Come out and say it.
Slut drop.
There you go. We just need to know.
That has been bandied around. That term has been bandied around so much.
And we want it because I've discovered, some
world.
People prepare for it.
There is a whole world
in
to doing,
ways I didn't know.
To doing that move. It's featured heavily on Love Island this week too.
Definitely. Now we'll take your calls. We'll take your texts, as Mick would say, even though we won't.
We'll take your telegrams.
If you want to
come up to the window and tap out a message on Morse code,
we will. We'll want to talk to you today. 1-333-353. When we ask for it, we'll let you know. And come and have a chat with Hamish Blake, myself, and Dangerous Dave.
Great to
good
be
afternoon.
Here. How are you
great.
Guys?
Good to see you, Dave.
Really
too,
good.
Mate. Like your beard.
Oh, thanks, man.
I'm always excited.
Yeah. Still got the same kind of nose, and it's a good shape, Dave.
Thank you.
Suits your face.
It's always lovely. When I'm walking towards the office and I can hear your voice, Hamish, and the dulcet tones and your laugh, I enjoy that. And I walked
in. Rustle of an expensive bunch of
flowers on my desk.
One of the more expensive stores in town. Not cheap. Not what it's about. I just wanted to say, I know that it's your birthday tomorrow.
How could I
come to the show without a bunch of flowers?
Well, it puts a girl in a good mood to walk in and there's a bunch of flowers on her desk. You know that any office you walk in Melbourne, especially, you know, on Valentine's Day, this
sure.
is what I say, guys, send them to the office.
But
because girls love, just flowers from my boyfriend.
But Jane, I mean, think about it. From my perspective, I'm coming in and I am competing with Mick Molloy, the man that must buy you flowers every day, the man that probably makes goods for you.
You're
that
adorable.
Comes in
oh,
with cakes.
You are adorable.
He's probably buying you best friend bracelets and another charm for your Tiffany's bracelet every day.
Dave.
How can I compete with that?
God. Dave.
Just look to where your feet are, Hamish. There's a chamber pot.
Correct.
Good
that
as
about
gets.
Sums it up.
Mick's put one of those signs he put on the pokies to say, I've just gone to the toilet.
The saver. Don't use my machine.
I'm just on his desk here.
Well, Hamish, we are thrilled to have you in today. And
can I just say quickly on the flowers? I texted my wife because I was just grabbing a coffee at a coffee shop.
I should be thanking Zoe for these.
Well, no, really. I just said, "Hey, I'm about to do something that feels weird, and I've never bought a bunch of flowers for someone that's not you." I said, "It's Jane's birthday tomorrow. Permission to buy a bunch of flowers?"
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Permission to fire.
Well, that is really nice of you.
That's how special you are.
Yeah, I felt like I had to get clearance.
Well, thanks, Zoe, for giving me clearance. We were chatting also, Hamish, that I just discovered you went to lunch yesterday, speaking of girls.
Busy man at the moment.
Managed
to squeeze in a four-hour lunch.
Explain to everybody who was the company that you were keeping.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know if they'll know them, but I'm there with Rach, Jackie. Who we got? Jane, Vic, the two Kates.
Sorry, how many women?
Seven women.
You went out to lunch with seven women yesterday.
Bloody good time.
Did you ring Zoe about that one? Because that'd be the one I'd be calling up.
She was across that. Look, they were.
What is that all about?
I was offered up as a prize at a fundraiser for an extremely good cause.
Yes.
Ronald McDonald House Charity.
Well, that is a great cause.
Lunch. There's a restaurant in Melbourne that people might know of called the Stoke House. It's fancy.
Very fancy.
Great spot.
I wasn't paying. It was part of the prize. I don't know if it was donated by them. It was lunch and you could, I guess, bring seven people and they, turns out, Dange.
Have?
These were girls a couple of years younger than Jano at Genizano, which was Jane's old high school. They were ruled by Jane, the school captain, with an iron fist.
Really?
And boy, did they have some stories to share.
Do you think I would rule anyone with an iron fist?
It was like talking to people that got out of North Korea and they were able to talk about what it was like.
I was the slackest one of those.
The school cap.
I was
and after a few sparkling wines, a couple of bottles of Arras, the tongues were wagging.
Did you find out things you didn't know about girl? Not about me, but, you know, but lunching with a group of women as a man I think would be enviable.
Secrets
it?
Were shared in both directions and we have a pretty strict confidentiality
policy. What stays
policy.
At the Stoke House?
It was our Thursday club rule. But look, you know, we talked a little about holiday houses, about what kids are up to these days, 16-year-olds and whatnot.
Sounds a bit prude and Jude to me.
I was writing a lot of stuff down going, well, in 12 years' time when my 4-year-old's as old as your kids, I will be using this. I had a lovely day.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
For Carlton Dry, buy yourself a specially marked 24-pack of Carlton Dry and you could win prizes during State of Origin. T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com. Hamish Blake is in for Mick. You are listening to Kennedy Malloy.
Look, I'm going to throw something out here and I know a lot of the audience are probably in steel cap boots right now.
Yes.
And what I'm about to say might... It's going to jar some people because,
really?
But I hope it doesn't. I know it doesn't make people reach for the dial because I want to talk about Lululemon for a moment. Okay.
Now, see, I used to call it Lululemon, but it's Lululemon. Is it? It's the clothing. Yeah. It's the activewear.
It's very popular
store.
In the yoga world and the Pilates world. And I would say, I mean, no offense. I mean, look, I'm going to say
why
no
are you
offense
talking
to.
About it?
I'm going to say no offense to Lululemon here, knowing full well that in the next few minutes, some offense will be caused.
Okay.
But I would say the general perception from the public, from what I can gather, is about 90 to 95% of people think it's exclusively for women, that it's a women's brand, because there's a lot of like crop tops and stuff that they sell, you know, the yoga rolls and...
What about you, Dave? Did you know...
Never heard those words in my life.
Lululemon.
No, okay. Well, okay.
You'll see it.
The symbol's like the same as the Omega watch symbol too. It's like a little Omega in a circle. Anyway, it's around, right?
But it does have men's clothes.
Well, I didn't know they did.
Oh, okay.
So my wife was either given some by someone or had bought me a pair of navy blue tracksuit pants from Lululemon.
Mm.
I tried them on before I knew it was Lululemon. So he goes, new tracksuit pants. I went, oh, yeah, terrific. Try them on. And I went,
try these on, Dave.
These are great.
They weren't sent to Zoe because they weren't for Zoe because you're very different heights. I imagine.
No, they're not women's pants. They are men's pants.
Pants
so
for
someone,
you,
I think, had given them to her to say, hey, these are for Hamish. Tried them on. Again, not knowing they were Lululemon. So I had tried them on with no preconceived notion.
Right.
Stood in front of the mirror and went, the search could be over because I struggle to find the right tracksuit pant. I'm a longer man.
Yes.
Sometimes the cuff ride's a bit high. Sometimes they're too baggy. Sometimes they're too tight.
I'm fascinated. Keep going.
Interesting.
And I, you know, I just went, oh, my God.
Did you think you looked good?
I said, what? Not just, they just felt good. I could move around because I'm a big fan of getting straight into tracky pants when I get home.
Oh, yeah.
They're good for wrestling. They're good for the kids. Like, they're just good.
Just good to wear, full stop.
This is, you know, too much boring detail, but like when I bath Rudy, our 10-month-old, I put one leg in the bath to like make sure I can hold her.
Of course.
And I need a pant on that I can roll up quickly and jeans are too annoying, okay? I'm just explaining to you, Jano, why I searched.
I'm seriously so engaged, it's not funny.
But why I searched long
and
hard
enough of it.
For house pants,
all
okay?
Right, so you've got your house pants.
I'm trying to put you into my pants here where I go, into my shoes.
Yes.
Where right. I so look at myself in the mirror and I go, great, this is terrific. And I go, what are they? Zoe goes, well, they're Lululemon. I said, but these are man's pants. She's like, yeah, they do dudes. Conundrum.
Why?
Because I've yearned for pants like this for such a long time, but I cannot wear Lululemon pants.
Are you saying they're like girly man pants?
They're just Lululemon pants. I don't think people know that Lululemon make men's pants.
Right.
So here's what I do. The only giveaway feature is on the left knee, there's a silver dot, like that's their logo.
Yeah.
There's a silver, like reflective embossed dot that has the Lululemon yes. thing on it.
What have you
so
done?
Every time I wear them out, I get a Sharpie, a black Sharpie, and I colour it in.
You seriously think people are going to walk along and go, ha, Hamish Bowden,
I know.
Look at his pants.
I'll know.
He's got Lululemon pants.
And so I get the Sharpie, I colour it in like you can get those pens that you can colour in, like dints on your car and stuff. So it's not quite the right colour.
Does it stay on? Do you have to keep doing it?
Yeah, no,
what happens
right,
when
it
you wash them?
It comes off. Comes off. That's why Sharpie's the best. That's
Hamish.
The most permanent ink.
That
but
is bizarre.
But it's some sort of this annoying reflective material that like repels ink. They know. They know, yeah. Dave.
No,
they
sure.
know on the
so
men's pants. People are,
you love your pants, but you're slightly embarrassed by
I
them.
Love these tracksuit pants.
Okay.
They're my guilty secret.
I understand.
What do you
I understand
got?
What you're saying. Oh, well.
You're wearing, I knew it.
No, I'm you're not wearing it. I'm not wearing it, but I did.
You're probably wearing like tradie chinos yeah. and
no,
putting Gucci
no.
on the back or something.
I was walking past a shop. And I saw the perfect puffer jacket, the perfect length, not too puffery.
See?
They're so hard to find.
Bit
of fake fur on the collar, collar because
nice.
I care.
Do you want me to tell you a story about? Do you want me to tell you a story about my house pants again to highlight how much I look for
no,
details?
No, so sorry. Is that enough details? So I go in. It's half price. I can't believe it.
What a day!
I'm going. I'm buying it. I walk out. The lady puts in the bag. I go, oh, my God, this shop's changed. I thought it was the other store. It's now renamed something.
Where were you?
The shop I bought clothes from is called Feathers.
Okay.
Now,
I've seen them around.
Women who are in their, well, early 40s, like me, would understand that once you buy something from Feathers,
yep.
it's a confession that
yep.
you've reached a certain age.
I'm done. I'm finished.
It's like, oh, my God, yep. she's wearing feathers.
I've begun the descent now.
I've begun the descent.
Begun
and
the
I didn't
descent.
Realize
it's
there used
slow
to be...
descent, but we'll be landing right. in Sydney in 45 minutes, but we are descending.
And they'll look and think of me differently. So yep. I've cut the label off
yep.
in case I'm having coffee with a girlfriend and I put the jacket on the back of a chair and they go, dun, dun, dun.
see feathers. Oh, no, guys, did you hear Jane's descending?
You know in Instagram when they do that
yeah,
zoom
yeah,
in?
Yeah, the push-in zoom.
So that's my confession.
I reckon there'll be more.
Anyone else got one?
133353. Your guilty secret that you're covering up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I've said it on air, I feel...
It's a bit liberating.
Oh,
I mean...
Not really. I feel really anxious.
Actually. I mean, I've got Feathers tracksuit pants too. I love them. They're amazing.
All right. 133353. We're looking for your guilty secret you've been covering up. We'll take your calls after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick Malloy is out for the day. Back next week, Hamish Blake is filling in, taking your calls 133353 on those guilty secrets because Hamish wears ladies' trackies.
Okay, that's not
they're not
say.
Ladies.
Okay, Dave,
no,
we'll do
no,
the
no,
wrap-ups,
no.
mate, they if
are,
that's what you're going to say.
Hey, steady belt, steady on, fellas.
They are men's tracksuit
Pants and Lululemon sells men's tracksuit
right.
pants.
It's just not something that's commonly known.
Okay.
And Hamish was slightly embarrassed and thinking, do people know that they sell men's? And you decided to block out the label.
What's a boy to do when he tries on the most comfortable tracksuit pants he's ever worn, then discovers they are a brand that I think 95% of the world thinks is a female brand?
Right. So which I wear. I wear Lululemon and
very
all
high
the
quality.
Tops.
Yes. I can't recommend them highly enough, except I've got a branding. There's a branding issue.
It's a branding issue you've got to get
and
over.
I've got to Sharpie the logo out on the pants. Not alone, though, because, my God, do people have some guilty secrets they're trying to cover up out
well,
there.
Well, I feel a little bit better, but let's have a chat with Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Very good,
first
Andrew.
Of all, Andrew, what's your job? What do you do?
Construction.
Yep.
Fantastic.
What's your dirty little secret, mate?
Well, I'm a 50-plus year old heterosexual married bloke, but I'm addicted to chapsticks.
Yep, that's okay.
Andrew, oh my God.
Everybody likes
sorry,
a luscious
okay.
lip, Andrew.
Yeah.
And you're out there, you're in the dust of a building site.
You're outside, sure.
So yeah. It's taking away your vital moistures from your lips.
It's nothing worse than a chapped lip, is
got
it?
Got a favourite brand, Andy?
Oh, the chapstick brand. It's got to be the chapstick brand.
Oh, it's got to be the original.
What's your favourite flavour, matey?
No, it's got to be the plain. I hate the strawberries.
Good oh. Yeah, you don't want your mates to tease you that you're using the strawberry.
And do you, Andrew, do you do it on the sly? Do you do it in secret or in front of people?
Yeah, do you pretend it's like a nicotine inhaler? Sorry, guys, I'm just going to have a quick dart.
It's like a drug addiction. You try and shield it from everyone's view so they don't see. You try and cup it in your hands and just sort of get your mouth picked up.
Hey, but it gets worse.
What?
I have to have one by the bed. I've got one in the console of the car, and I've got one in my Esky.
For work.
Yeah.
All right, so intervention might be needed.
you need a patch.
We better get a prize for Andrew.
Yeah, Kennedy Malloy prize pack.
Not including a chapstick, Andrew.
I'll send you some of my wife's skincare products. Yes, love exactly. Them. Very, very
Come
good
on.
Lips. Tim, mate, thanks for the call. You've got a bit of a guilty secret.
I do. G'day, guys. How are you?
Very good.
That's good. I am guilty of wearing female deodorant.
All right. How'd this happen?
I just think it smells better.
Cool.
Mm.
When did you dabble? Was it an accident? Was it deliberate? Were you just sort of curious?
Yeah, How did it start?
I think there was one left in the bathroom. I gave it a try and just haven't gone back.
I'll tell you what, I'm not completely innocent on this front. It's not the Dove silk one, is it?
No, I'm going to recommend a Cotton Fresh or Shower Fresh.
Shower Fresh, that sounds beautiful.
Tim, you sound so sweet when you say it like that. Can I ask, when you go to purchase your deodorant,
yep.
Do you now purchase female deodorant for yourself or do you get woman to buy it for you?
No, I purchased it myself.
Yeah. Tim, I'm wrapped. You
buy a Cosmo and two bottles of Rexona. Bloody missus has sent me down to the supermarket again.
Tim, we got a prize for you as well because that's a great confession.
Well done.
Yeah. Love that.
Courtney, 133353. Courtney, you've got a bit of a guilty.
Oh, this is a tough one, Courtney.
I do.
I don't know how to reconcile this.
It's a hard one to admit, but I have an addiction to high-end bath products. I'm a real big fan of the Aesop, but I can't always afford the $65.
It's very expensive.
Gel.
This is Aesop hand wash.
I've seen these.
That you've seen in very fancy restaurants and bathrooms.
Just a black bottle, and it looks like a dictionary definition of the Aesop. Yeah, okay.
And what do you do with the Aesop bottle when you finish with it?
Sometimes if I've finished it and I don't have enough spare money, I refill it with Radoff.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Look, I have actually done that before once myself, I have to say.
I don't know why more people don't do that.
Because you feel guilty doing it because the real bottle costs, which is beautiful, Aesop, and I got some from my girlfriend for my birthday actually. You don't want to be that person who fills it with the $2.99 from the supermarket.
Well, I promise you. I mean, next time I'm on the show, we're going to do a hand wash comparison challenge.
Okay.
And there'll be no way you could pick the one.
I love that, Courtney. Thank you,
Troy. Quickly, mate. You got a guilty secret that you're covering up.
Yeah, I want to sit down, wee guys.
Oh boy. Okay.
Troy, you're a sit-down wee guy.
First half hour of the show and it's gone there already.
Well, I believe our producer, our executive producer, Sam
do you like has a sit-down wee?
Done a sit-down wee. I can't remember what the reason was.
How did this happen?
Oh, it's a text. That's right.
Oh, you liked it. Oh, so you just have a little break on the phone. Is that how it happens, Troy?
Yeah, exactly. Just put the phone up, have a bit of a sit-down.
Yeah,
why not?
A sit-down.
He said sit-down.
Just clarify.
Just a little sabbatical and... Yeah.
Takes you a quick 5 minutes.
It's not a bad idea.
Interesting. And
problem leaving the seat up or down. It's always in the down.
I'd do it on a plane. If I was travelling with the kids and I said, sorry, honey, I've got to go to the toilet, I'd absolutely go for a two-hour sit-down if I could on a plane. Thanks, Troy. Ryan, great. I've just seen the note here. Ryan, tell me you're in the same boat as me. You've got Lululemon pants.
That's right. You're not alone there, Hamish.
Oh, my God. Talk to us, Ryan. It's okay. We're friends here.
It's very embarrassing, isn't it? But they're very, very comfortable
pants. It's time to open up.
Well, they last forever. That's the problem. I got them like 10 years ago and I keep thinking, well, I don't really want to look like a yoga person. Yeah. But, these shorts just won't die.
Where do you wear these shorts, Ryan? Are these out in public? Have they got the little tag on them?
They do, but it's pretty subtle. But I think if you know your Lululemon, you'd know what it is.
That's why I colour it in with a Sharpie.
Ryan, does anybody know? Has anybody suspected you're wearing Lululemon shorts?
No, I haven't said anything, but they must know. Yeah.
Have you noticed a few mates that don't talk to you anymore? That's the thing. You never know. You never know.
Great confession, and we respect that. Our board kind of exploded.
If I was Lululemon, idea, just make a black label or make it
more manny man.
Just accept. I mean, I assume because they're selling man's pants, they're like, I don't know, but one day we'll be like,
I mean, toughen them up a bit.
Just make it known.
Just the logo.
Make Mercedes and stuff where people get them debadged. Make it we'll still pay the same. Just get a debadged version.
Yeah, sure.
Well, thank you for that.
People are feeling good letting their guilty pleasures out.
This is Kennedy Malloy. your new way to drive home.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'm let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Okay, a lot to get through.
So much to get through. Can I kick it off, Jamie?
Go ahead.
I don't know if people have seen this footage floating around online, but there is footage from an American cable channel, I think it's like a religious, Christian cable channel where preachers and God talk to each other. A couple of older guys in their 60s or 70s, having a discussion about why they need their congregation to stump up $54 million for a new private jet. So just to be clear, they already have a private jet, but these two guys are having a discussion about how you just can't fly commercial, and people need to understand that to do the work they do, they need a private jet. Then one of the guys goes into explaining that it's not even really his decision. He was flying along and God told him to get a new jet. This is a bit of the discussion.
Got in the plane that God so graciously gave us, and we're flying home. As I was going home, the Lord, real quickly, he said, Jesse, do you like your plane? Now, you know, I thought that's an odd statement. I said, well, certainly, Lord. He said, do you really like it? And I thought, well, yes, Lord. Then he said this, so that's it? He said, you're going to let your faith stagnate? He said, so this is all I could ever do. And when he said that, that shocked me. I went, whoa, wait. I literally unbuckled my seatbelt, my plane. I stood up. Oh. My pilots looked around and said, do you need something? I said, no, I'm talking to God right now.
You couldn't have done that on an airliner.
No, sir. No way.
Stand up and say, what'd you say, Lord?
Right.
This dope-filled world.
Right.
And get in get in a long tube with a bunch of demons.
Right. That's exactly the
point. And it's deadly. I wanted to make that clear so the devil can't lie to you and say, see there, them preachers spending all that money, just fat cats riding around. No, we're not. We're in business. Listen, the world is in such a shape, we can't get there without this.
That's right.
We've got to have this.
Don't go in a demon tube, guys. Can't get in a demon tube. Can't get a tube filled with demons, which is commercial flights.
This is going to be my new favourite channel, you realise.
Matt, this
How many scotches down are these guys?
No, this is a real discussion. This clip goes for like 7 minutes. I'm just like trying to condense it down here.
No.
That fake conversation with God where the guy's going, so I'm talking to God and God's going, you know, are you happy with the plane? I say, what's God? What was that, God? And everyone's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, hey, I'm talking to God. He goes into this whole like monologue about how he had this 5-minute chat with God. God later on tells him the make and model of the new plane he should get.
Also, he has to upgrade.
God has an aviation catalogue. The best bit about it is like, you're talking to God.
Yeah. There you go.
Why wouldn't you drop in? Sorry, God, while I've got you.
Yes.
Climate change.
Right.
What do we do about climate change?
Starvation.
Sorry, God,
Human trade.
Just very, very quickly, God. Very, very, very quickly. I mean, sorry.
Yeah. Don't worry, but new plane, yeah.
I mean, done. We'll talk about planes in a second, but I wonder if I could just quickly ask you some of the big questions.
Double clown.
By the way, we've got the video of that on our Twitter too, at Kennedy Malloy.
Check
the preachers.
Amazing footage.
I have to do this one because, as I said, I'm obsessed. This is now made the Washington Post. Australia's poo jogger. Headline is corporate executive led a secret double life as Australia's poo jogger.
Yeah.
On the surface, Andrew McIntosh was a shining pillar of the Brisbane Australia community, says the paper.
It sounds like the intro to like Superman.
It does. You
know, people thought Clark Kent was just a reporter. However,
he served dutifully on the city council's inclusion board.
Yep.
He made recommendations about how the city should grow.
Yep, sure. More running tracks, more bushes, more public toilets.
However, a very unflattering pre-dawn photo has been snapped.
Yeah.
Fair and square of him with his dacks down, bit of toilet paper in hand, ready to go for it.
Do what he needs to do.
Do what he needs to do. And honestly, I'm not quite sure how he's feeling today. I can't get my head around it. He's done it. He's a serial pooper. And what I love is that...
spot. That's the mysterious part about it.
But I love the fact the neighbours all bandied together because they'd had it.
Right.
Because people have to pick up the dog poop and obviously they're going, this is weird. I don't know how someone knew it was human poop.
There's a massive
dog
in his
neighborhood. That I don't want to know. But they've bandied together and they've set a trap and it's paid off.
A stakeout. There is nothing more fun than a stakeout.
I love the stakeout paying off. All right, so that's a clown.
Hey, can I clown James, who works on this show? Lovely young chap.
Sure.
Some people might have been watching Love Island that's on...
I'm tuning in and I'm loving it.
Nine Go.
Yeah.
One of the new contestants, Françoise, I was mentioning her today. We won't even chat about her in the next hour.
Okay.
Chatting about her when I walked in today, we're having a bit of a laugh. James goes, hey, she used to be my babysitter.
What?
I think he might have said nanny.
Nanny, right? She used to nanny in our house when she was like 19, 20 years old, right? We're like, geez. So my first question was, I mean, for people that haven't seen Francoise, okay, like everyone on Love Island, yeah, basically
well,
a bikini.
You're ripped,
bikini
and you wear
model,
bikini all
right?
day. Chicks. And high heels and long hair and you hot. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure she's doing an amazing thing career-wise.
With her marketing career, I'm sure. But
however,
for these purposes.
You know, it's basically like we just shook a zoo magazine and all the people fell onto TV and that's Love Island. So James is there going, oh, she used to be my nanny. We're like,
whoa. Back it up, James.
James is coming there, he's popped some headphones on. Stop me when I'm incorrect here. So I go, how did your mum allow Francoise to be the nanny? And then James goes, yeah, we're watching it on TV and Dad says he doesn't even remember her. And I'm going to clown James for believing his dad telling the biggest lie of all time.
James, just reiterate, we've got James in the studio now. You're all sitting around. You and your sister are watching Love Island, as you do. And your dad walks in and sits down.
Yeah.
Now, that's also got me a little baffled. So it's a bit of a saucy show.
She's in her late 20s now. Yeah. And she's again, essentially a bikini model, whether she does it professionally or not.
Yep.
And he's sitting there going, yeah, don't remember.
What happened?
He sort of like, we sat down and my sister went, that's Francoise. She used to be a babysitter. And Dad just went, Francoise.
No, don't remember. Not a ringing
well,
a bell.
We're clowning your dad. Thank you very much.
I'm clowning you for believing your dad.
133353. Give us a call if you've got any other clowns of the week. There's plenty around going on, I'm sure. Give us a call and we'll
love. A new way to drive home. We've got Hamish Blake in for Mick, who's out on the movie set today, back next week. But it's great to have Hamish Blake with us studio.
Very good to be here. Talking the environment, Jano. Go on. Everyone's aware, of course, that the plastic bags are on the way out, which is a terrific thing.
It is a great.
It's great. I mean, it has to happen.
Difficult for me because I get two trolleys full. In fact, I got a trolley injury the other day. I had so much food because we're a big family.
You're a big family. But I always think about, like, I always look back at my parents' generation where they're like, yeah, we're all smoking, we're having the time of our life, we didn't know it was bad for us. And I go, how could you miss that? And I always go, what's the one for our generation that our kids are going to go, how did you miss that?
Okay.
How did you not think putting 5 billion plastic bags in the ocean a day would not be good for the ocean?
I feel very sick. Right. I feel sad and sick about what happens there. So,
back in our day, the ocean was really big and we didn't really think about it.
However,
plastic bags, that's a good thing. The next thing in everyone's sight is plastic straws.
Plastic straws, which I mentioned to a couple of teenagers who live in my house today. And I said, we were sitting around having some lunch.
Yeah.
One of them said, go and get the straws. I said, well, better make the most of those.
What a fun lunch. Who yelled out, go and get the straws?
For the drinks that we were having.
Normal drinks?
Yeah. Sodas.
What a party.
Like a spider.
Tell you what, guys.
Maybe I had a wine.
Right. This is a fun Friday. You know what, guys? We're going to take this up a notch.
Well, they're doing exam. I'm not going to go into the whole reason why they're home.
Treat yourselves, guys.
I had teenagers home.
A special occasion or do you have a straw with every meal?
We were having a little lunch and I said they could have a treat.
Guys, I tell you what, you have been very, very good kids. I'm going to allow you to enjoy a plastic tube to suction the liquid up into your mouth with. No more straight from the cup to your mouth.
That's how I roll as a parent.
Rest your arms, rest your neck, guys. No more leaning into the cup. And who's your favourite parent, huh? Dad's not doing that.
Anyway, it's going to be short-lived, that's for sure, because straws are on the way out.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a look of a little bit of
horror. In 10 years' time, you go to jail for doing that.
You will. So I was horrified and they're like, Mum, that's cool. Straws are bad for the environment because they're of the age that understand that. But I go, how am I going to drink my cocktails?
And I said to you today, it's not such a big deal. We're going to cope.
Mm.
We didn't have straws
before. What about
before?
Milkshakes? How are you going to drink a milkshake?
Just
no
get a little, have a napkin. Get a little bit of milk on your upper lip and wipe it off.
No, it doesn't taste as good.
We didn't have straws before plastic. We still got liquid in our mouth.
Well.
We're not banning cups. We still have got containers to hold liquids.
Okay.
We'll still get the liquids in our face. We'll adapt.
Oh, see, you're so easygoing, aren't you? Well, but I get a bit uptight about this
I just
stuff.
Don't think we're going to miss straws that much once they get banned. And when I said this before the show, Jane goes, what are we doing it for anyway? And I go, well, we're doing it for the planet. Dave, Jane goes, well, the planet's been well looked after. I don't know if it has.
I mean, it's been looked after now because people are aware
that it's not over. You know climate change
it's
is not over.
It's a work in progress. I understand. Wow.
As soon as it impacted cocktails.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa. That is enough.
Well, let's move on.
I'm all for the ice caps. Here's the question. 133353, are we going to miss straws that much? I mean, Is it going to be a disaster with no
straws?
Do
I have to get straws as cutlery, like a silver straw made?
Bring your own straw.
Well, I start a business.
Jane Kennedy's fancy straws.
Let's start a business. I'm in. Let's go on Shark Tank.
Jane Kennedy's engraved fancy straws. Happy 21st. Here's your straw.
Well
done. Imagine if your kid's 15.
You can get it engraved.
Yeah.
Keep it forever.
You're a man now. I'm giving you a silver straw.
133353. Give us a call. Will we miss straws?
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hamish Blake helping out today. Mix on the movie set. Tommy Gleisner will be here in the second hour as well. Big show for a Friday. Kennedy Malloy and the big topics on the table as well right now.
There seems to be a lot of panic around from people going,
well, I'm panicking.
We're going to lose plastic straws.
No, we're going to you're saying we should just do away with straws. You've just gone extreme. Are you an extreme man? Why
do you do
that? I
don't mind. I think if it's not such a big deal if we just go back to sipping drinks from cups. I mean, the cup was a great invention. We started with half a coconut. Someone went, we can improve on this. We
but
can
girls
put a
look, girls look so much better sipping from a straw. They do.
I mean,
we do.
It's
a lipstick thing. I
personally like seeing a girl do a shoey. So it's a different it's a different thing. You don't do a shoey with a straw. And a shoey is one of the most Australian things you can
well,
do.
Well, when a female Hence, wins a Grand Prix, we'll check that out.
Un-Australian to use straws then because it goes in the face of the shoey. However, a lot of people...
Marianne might have the answer.
Marianne, I mean, could you live without straws?
I certainly could. I've got a bamboo straw and you can buy Pyrex straws.
You got one bamboo straw?
One.
Oh, you know, you can buy multiples and you just get a straw cleaner.
A straw cleaner? Oh, that's too much work for me.
Yeah, but that's the problem with single-use plastics. We all just want to use stuff and throw them away. We're going to have to go...
so convenient.
I know. We had a good run.
We had a great run,
but we accidentally murdered the only ocean we had.
Sorry about that.
So I think, unfortunately, what we're looking at is that, well, when, you know, pipe cleaners are going to... You're going to have a little pipe cleaning kit. You're going to have your silver straw. You know, you're going to go, I'm switching from milkshake now to champagne, so I've got to clean it out. That's the world, Jana.
A straw cleaner just comes.
Or sip from a cup, Sean. Sean.
Feels wrong.
What's your vibe, mate? Do you reckon you could probably just scale down on straws and not really miss them?
Well, I'd want to know what happened in the old days before the plastic straws. They were paper or cardboard that was coated with wax or something.
Oh, yes, I do remember those ones. They're from Happy Days, you know.
Right.
They do them in some of the burger joints. They've sort of got colours, lines around them.
Great fun. Happy with that. I mean, if
how much do they cost? Are they expensive? Because, you know...
Well, they break down. It might add a couple of cents to your milkshake or whatever,
Cop that. You're happy to pay
we'll
that.
Cop that. Thanks, Sean, for that.
Well, if you're looking after the planet that Jane said has had enough done for it already.
No, I said, did I say?
It's been well looked after.
All right, Michael.
Mike.
What do we do?
Have you got a stainless steel straw, Mike?
I haven't, but my wife's got them in her eBay watch list.
Oh, she's thinking of getting one.
Yeah, all right. Well,
she reckons.
And will she take it ever in like a little case, clean it out and really look after it like a keep cup?
She might. She said she's going to get them for the kids so we don't have to buy plastic straws.
Michael, that's a great idea. That's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to be on eBay buying a stainless steel straws.
Someone's already got to the idea that Jane had, which is, you know, a pewter or a steel straw to give to your children
for their 21st.
Tanya, quickly, you reckon you can't live without straws?
No. What if you're going to drink a fruit box or a Prima, what do you do? Put a little hole in the top and squeeze it?
I think you might have just
answered your own question, Tanya. You pull out your pocket knife, you stab it, you shotgun them. That's what you've got to do now.
Shotgun it. Start at an early age, Tanya.
That's what you've got to do now with juice boxes. Or you take around, what's wrong with taking around a saucer, squirting all the juice into a saucer and lapping it up like a cat? I mean, there are ways around it.
See, you fascinate me, Hamish Blake. We've got you for another whole hour. I'm very excited. We've also got Tom Gleisner standing by.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. It's a big second hour. I'm not even going to try and sound like Mick Malloy. I'm going to sound like myself.
No, I think I blew my voice box when I tried
to do it
last hour.
I think you did when you did it before. We're with you. Hamish Blake is here. Dangerous Dave is here. We're taking you home on a Friday. It's good to be a finished working week. I'm excited. I've got a big weekend coming up. We've got a lot still more of the show to come. And we've got a really interesting idea of what your pre-weekend workout is? Is that what it is?
I think we're talking prehab, getting ready.
Prehab, is that what you call it?
Limbering up for the weekend.
What do you do? Because I'm going to get myself into.
Jane's been limbering up the whole.
I've been limbering up. It's my birthday tomorrow, and I'm going out for lunch.
New hip flexor stretches just by doing the show today.
We've also got the Week in Review, which I always like hearing. Fabulous Marshy puts that together for us. We've got lots of other things. We'll take your calls. We've also got lots of other faxes we're getting.
Faxes.
We decided to call it faxes now.
A lot of handwritten letters, a lot of gorillagrams. Thank you so much. In honour of Mick, that every show talks about how people can text in. It's impossible to text.
We'll take your text.
You cannot text 133353.
Sorry about that if you've tried.
That just gets lost somewhere in the Telstra exchange, but I'm sure there are texts out there from people that have tried to do it.
Right now, though, we're very pleased to welcome our great friend Tom Gleisner. Tommy?
Hello, Janie. Hey, Hamish. How are you doing? G. Jane, thank you for the reminder about your birthday tomorrow.
I didn't really mean to do that.
Well, there's just a couple of strippograms in the foyer, and I thought now it all makes sense. Yeah, send them up.
I am waiting. There's still an hour, 50 minutes to go.
Mick's just got an order in for every Friday for himself.
That's normal.
He has not cancelled it for this week.
Not Queen's birthday all around this great country of ours?
Don't tell me it's not Liz's actual birthday.
No. Well, it's not.
It's not her birthday. Her birthday's in April.
Tasmania doesn't get it.
It might be WA. It's some of our listeners, I'm sure, will let us know. But it's not a
Queensland
and
WA.
Queensland and WA have their own, even more queeny Queen's birthday.
But what are they going to do when it's the King? So do we? Is it going to be the same weekend? It'll either be Prince Charles or William.
I suppose we're getting close enough to start really having a serious talk about this as a family.
Oh, don't, I'll cry.
Sorry.
Because you know I've learned to love the Queen again. I didn't like her for ages.
Oh, you've come back around.
R.I.P. Diana.
You might have come in a bit too late. You might have come in the last season. A show that you now love. You have to go back and watch box sets.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you realise that was the big wedding the other week? That's going to be the last really good royal wedding until really...
You are forgetting Beatrix.
Oh, Beatrice and Theodore.
And the other one.
Boris.
Beatrice.
Stanislaus.
Beatrice and Theodore.
No. Fergie's daughters.
Eugenie.
Yeah, they've got their...
That's not going to be Waterworld Channel 7 and 9. It's going to be lucky to get a late night run on
ICS 2. I'm thinking for that one.
I will still watch it.
Mate, that's going to be we're going to discover that Channel 10 has a fourth digital channel when they run
Leaving aside the Beatrice and Eugenie's impending nuptials, the last really super mega big royal wedding, we've had it.
Yeah.
Don't say that. We've had it. It's upsetting.
Unless for ratings, I don't know, Liz and Phil renew their vows.
Oh, nice. A recommitment ceremony.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think Phil's leaving the palace anymore. No. I think he's done. I think he's gone. I'll go to the last wedding and I'm out of here.
When he went to the chapel, he looked a bit shocked, didn't he? What are you guys all doing out here? I haven't been out for a while.
It was a little weekend at Bernie's mine. I'm not convinced he was totally there.
You could hear the slight buzzing of his robotic exoskeleton under the suit.
Exactly. Tom, you've alerted us to a story that I actually saw in the paper as well
today. Breaking news, Jane.
It is breaking, nothing short of breaking news from you, Tom, about Virgin Australia had a flight from hell as a passenger threatened to kill airline staff, they had to force the plane down, did they?
Yes, I think it was going from Melbourne to Perth, and they had to land in Adelaide because this passenger...
Is that the
hell bit, Adelaide? No. It's been described as the flight from hell.
What happened?
Who decides when, what are the levels?
The terminology.
You have threat level green, amber, red.
Yes.
Is it it's a terrible flight, it's a nuisance flight. Okay, well, this person's making threats and we've had to divert it. That ticks two boxes. It's an official flight from hell.
That's interesting. What's the scale?
Who would do it? Yeah, well, for mine, nothing tops a flight for hell than one involving a toddler. If you had to juggle a three-year-old on your
Between the four of us sitting in this room, we are all nodding.
There's a few.
Every parent knows this thing, and I'm just getting new to it now because I've only flown a few times out. My oldest is four. That feeling where you go, I don't know how, I can't see this ending well. but there's a part of your brain that just, when it gets, it's so rough, you're just screaming.
That's terrible.
You're nursing them. You don't have a spare seat. You have nothing to do. Part of your brain goes, well, this can't go on forever. The only thing I'm holding on to here is at some point in my future, I will be off this plane. Yes. And I've just got to think about that point
and
in the future.
Focus on that.
And try and not look at the guy that keeps turning around and looking at me as if I can somehow do something about this kid that's quiet.
No, no. Do you think at the time, especially for you, Hamish, and you, Tom, that people are, oh my God, that's Hamish Blake and that's his Blake? Or is at that point you just go...
You're all just people on a plane.
And they're just going, who is kicking my seat from behind?
I mean, sometimes I'll say to the captain...
That can be stopped.
Yes. Look,
with a quick whack... of a hand on a child's knee.
A jab to the ribs.
I may have done that.
Only once it's got so drastic that I've said to the captain, look, my child's making threats. I think you should land the plane.
But let me just walk through.
He said he has a contraption and I think you should land it in Adelaide because I can't take this anymore.
Well, this is classed as a flight from hell because it was a little over an hour into the flight from Melbourne to Perth and a woman began to threaten to kill people. So, I reckon that's when you pull the plug.
What always amazes me is always mobile phone footage of that stuff. So there are, if everyone's like, oh, no, this is terrible, and an emergency is happening, there's always someone that's going, yeah, but if this isn't the end,
then
I want to be the guy that had the footage.
James Dean would have filmed his own demise had he been, 50 years
this is terrible,
later.
Terrible. Just in case, because sometimes these things, can get a lucky bounce, I'm going to film
it. It's one thing, though, that joins everybody. There is not one person I know that has not had a horrific flight.
No. And sometimes, Jane, it can be such a minor thing, but if it's like a long haul, that minor thing is going to be stretched out over 8, 10, 13 hours. And I'll give you, the passenger often just in the periphery of your vision and is the sniffer. And not even noise-cancelling headphones
can cut that out.
By the way, have you been paying attention? It's just dominating on Monday nights, 8:30, only on 10, and the Wynn Network. Big guests coming next week.
Who's on Monday show?
I mean, I feel like I should do this because everyone else has a vested interest. We've got Jane Kennedy, we've got Will Anderson, we've got Edo, Ann Edmonds, incredible panel person.
Yes, extraordinary.
And of course, Ed and Sam will be there.
With Tommy
and Jane, who does get a little competitive when the red light goes on. Yeah, I reckon that rapid recall you often see there's a bit of desire to win.
I think I've lost that desire to win.
You? Yep. Been beaten out of you.
I know. I'm just happy to be on.
Happy
TV.
To be there.
Can I ask
happy
this, Tommy? Jane has mentioned it already on the show, but she's been talking nonstop off air about the poo jogger. Room in the show Monday night for the poo jogger.
Could he be the celebrity guest to ask Quizmaster? Come on. Honestly, if he wanted to repair his reputation, I would be advising
him
to do
that
right now.
At the desk is put like a screen across the desk.
Nice.
He has to run in
nice.
And squat down so he has to ask the questions underneath the screen.
I'm liking it.
So you
I'm
see him in his
it.
Most famous position.
I am
Tom,
loving
Tom, what
it.
Do you make of this? Because it's now worldwide news. Because
Tommy, weren't
so
you saying off air that you support him?
Tom. You were saying, what if it's habitual and he's just in the habit of doing it and he's got nowhere else to do it?
I said, I think what everyone can understand is the feeling of having a regular on the clock and maybe jogging spurs it on.
Yes.
You find a toilet, obviously.
Yes, you would think so.
I'm not supporting him going around leaving deposits.
No,
around the
Tommy, what's your... You're a runner and you understand that.
But as Hames says, I think you can always find something somewhere if in emergency.
What would you advise him to do?
Didn't Steve Monaghetti win a Commonwealth gold?
Yes, he did.
With a little bit of poop dribbling down his leg.
And riders in the Tour de France have to pull over and jump off, but then very discreetly the cameras just cut away.
That's why the Tour de France changes route every year.
Exactly.
residents get annoyed. Well, I got 180 guys doing it.
Tommy, what would you advise you in a PR wise for this guy to do? Because I can't. What do you do? He's had to resign from his job.
Probably
what do you do?
Sell your story to Channel 7, I suspect, on Sunday night for $125,000. Do you think the suburb where this has happened will put up signs now saying, please clean up after your company executive? I think it needs to be done.
Untidy Town, 2017.
Tommy, you're on Monday night on Have You Been Paying Attention? It's on at 8. Well, it's after MasterChef,
and you're
so
on
it's
too,
around
Jamie.
8:30. I'm on there.
All-star lineup this Monday.
Could be. Never mind. Thanks for being in here, Tom Gleisner.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Hamish Blake is filling in today. Great to have him in. Mick is out back next week. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy.
I'm going to throw a term out there, Jane. We cleared this at the start of the show.
We did. It's fine. It's fine. Right. And also, if you're going to basketball with kids or whatever, and you've got kids in the car or you're doing footy or whatever is happening.
We don't have to name all the sports in the world.
Well, I might. How? Why don't I?
Do netball. Hey, guys, want to try out lacrosse?
Well, I'm just saying, because it's probably not a term that parents want to... kids to use.
That's right. You're right.
So you say
I'd say it's like a PG-13 term.
All right. Go ahead.
Slut drop.
Wow.
It's a dance move.
I think so much less of you now.
Well, it's a dance move.
It
gets bandied around a lot. It's essentially the move when you're on the dance floor, often performed by a woman, although I've had a crack at them a few times myself in my
with
life.
Injuries.
It's definitely not, it's not gender specific, but no. I think a lot of the time it is more performed by.
It's a quick drop lady. Down onto
if
a squat.
Into a squat and you bounce back up.
And you bounce back up.
Now, obviously, if you do that at pace, that's a very energetic, exciting move for everyone around you. Yes. Sometimes if you're in a
David,
dress,
have you ever done it?
Or shorts.
No, I haven't, but I've seen
know
it.
Of the term?
Know of the term.
Can happen.
Yeah. Seen it on movies or in real life?
In movies, not real life.
All right.
On a dance floor, it can be like a real power move.
Yes.
And if you're fit, you're agile, it's a great way to show off the flexibility and capabilities, I suppose, of your body that you can get into such a deep squat and just...
Looks pretty hot. Exotic dancers do
no
it.
Doubt a popular stripper move. If Mick is where we suspect him to be right now, he could be watching one or two happening right
we all know where he really is.
We all know the movie that he's allegedly doing wasn't going all day.
Well, we know that they finished shooting. It's dark now.
They would have wrapped. They would have wrapped about 2:30.
They
so
would have wrapped. So
Mick would be, we've had a front row seat right now. So the slut drop is a move which, if you're very, very flexible, you can get your bum almost to touch the ground
really
before your glutes and your quads kick in.
Well, that sounds very difficult.
And you bounce back up. So I heard about a story on the weekend of a young lady who, early 40s, coming out of a divorce, right?
Okay.
Been married for 10 years. Now, used to dance professionally.
Ah.
But stopped, you know, when she got married, went off, had another life.
But always had the moves.
But, you know, when she was single the first time around, like let's say late 20s, this was like a go-to. You might be pulling 5 or 6 SDs an hour out.
Wow.
Maybe a minute, you know.
I'm
she
impressed.
Was up and down jeez. Like a whack-a-mole, like just bouncing like that. On a dance floor, you know, it would throwing an SD wouldn't have bothered her at all.
So now it would be a bit trickier.
However, now she's like, okay, I'm newly single. I'm heading back out into the world. In her repertoire, there's this move, but she knows she's now in not the same body. And so I heard this story on the weekend where on Friday night she was like, well, I'm going to a wedding and I want to be pulling this out on the dance floor because it's a great hunting ground.
Oh my God! At
and
the wedding.
So, at the wedding. To prepare her hips and her body and, you know, all the things that start to go on you when you're a bit on knees especially, she went to her physio on the Friday afternoon and said, look, can you prepare me? I want you to limber me up, like get into the joints, loosen up my hips,
she's
loosen up
planning ahead because she knows it's going to happen.
Because it's a high-impact move. Like, you know, I'm sure people injure themselves all the time doing slut
drops. But I'm so impressed that she's doing this pre-planning.
She's like, I don't want to blow my ACL or something first time I do this. Not only that, had a treatment from physio, then took 2 Voltarens, two anti-inflammatories, so her body was ready, prepared to throw some SDs
that's
down.
That's so impressive.
It's unreal.
Went out, worked like a charm.
Nailed it.
Oh, speak up.
It. Yeah, interest, guys. This is incredible.
Who's this amazing dancer?
How are you doing?
Who is this queen of the dance floor?
How could someone that can do such excellent slut drops still single? This is incredible. I've got to seize this opportunity. Work like a charm. I'm fascinated and I'm proud and impressed that someone would prepare to that level, knowing they're going to push their body to the limit, like a professional athlete would. I'm going to push my body to the limit on Friday night. I've got to prepare because I'm not in a young person's body anymore.
Well, maybe you've got 14 of your girlfriends going to lunch tomorrow.
And you'd be on the anti-inflammes already.
I'm on the anti-inflammes. Where can I get them? Okay. Down at Coles?
Like young kids
sell them over the counter, under the counter.
Kids have M&M minis usually on their cupcakes. You've got little Voltaren.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I've completely forgotten what we're supposed to do.
We're doing the weekend review,
oh,
Janie,
that's
because we've got to move it here because there is a rumour, which I doubt to be highly untrue.
What?
But if we do the weekend review now, which I know is traditionally at the end of your show, then Mick Malloy
will
like hustle himself, extract himself from wherever he is.
Can't he just be satisfied? Can't he just leave me alone just to have
I've
my guys
in the show
in
twice.
Here.
Filmed the show twice. Last time I did it, he was at the Grand Prix and we wouldn't put him to air. He was got banned from air.
Well, we couldn't put him to air legally.
His own job. But today he's going to have another try and get on air when
he's
not.
Well, you can hear a little bit of Mick Malloy now because here's our week in review.
It was all about surprises this week on Kennedy Malloy. Limo told us he was surprised to see Mick at the pub with his boys.
I turn my eyes to the door and I see 2 5-year-olds there with their
fake IDs and a little neck tats.
And Daddy.
And Daddy right behind them.
They were there to collect their protection money. Anyway,
they were very comfortable there. They were on first-name basis with all the staff.
Mum Annie was surprised when she took a look at her son's walkathon sponsorship form.
We said to my son that we sponsor him and filled out the form, $25, put the credit card thing on there.
Yeah.
And, he added a few zeros.
What?
No.
What?
Yeah, $2,500. He basically added it on because the kid that raised the most sponsorship money would get a free GoPro.
Catherine Tate told us that one of her most loved characters, the frightened woman, came from her constantly surprised mum.
It's my mum.
It's your mum. Oh, is that where I wanted to...
Yeah. It's my mum. You know, we'd be standing at a bus stop, a bus would pull up, my mum go, oh! I didn't know where that was coming. Oh, that shocked me.
Caller Matt was surprised by his nephew's ability to injure themselves on the dance floor.
Nephew number one decides to do the worm whilst the band's playing and breaks his nose.
Oh.
Nephew number two, about 15 minutes later, is pulling a few kung fu moves whilst he's dancing, and this is a true story, his shoe comes flying off, sails across the entire dance floor area, hits the bass guitarist in the face, and the band just said, that's it.
There was a nasty surprise for Mick midweek.
The Miss America pageant is cutting out the swimwear section.
You bastards!
Perhaps we shouldn't have been surprised by Mick's attitude heading into his film career.
Can I just say something?
No,
if I could make the leaping off point to film, I would drop you all.
I bet you would
that
too.
Quickly.
We have no doubt.
I would scrub you. I would scrub you from my phone. I would deny.
If you knew how to do that.
But Jane definitely shouldn't have been surprised that Mick would reveal her little crush on NRL legend Ryan Girdler.
Speaking of desperate women, Jane's just had taken a shine to Ryan Girdler.
Listen, beg your pardon, you are not to say that on air. Oh, Maddie.
I'd get a blood test first of all.
And surprise, surprise, while Mick was away on set, Will Anderson turned one of his prized possessions into an ice bucket for wine.
Can I tell you this? This is really exciting. Your chamber pot is being used right now in the studio. Has he not seen a picture? Have we not seen him a picture?
No, he doesn't know.
He made a very powerful enemy.
great week, guys.
What a week.
Great week.
It was a good week. Thursday and Friday, very different. I had Will yesterday, which was fantastic, and my lovely friend Hamish here.
You just sound so relaxed, Jane.
I feel relaxed.
Look at you. Just happy.
It's just like a real feed
up. Well, I don't know what it means. Although I do feel a little bit like I'm having an illicit affair.
Don't ever ruin the party, but if the husband is listening, Mick, if you are listening.
it's all right.
We've just heard, we're going to go to a break here. Yeah. I thought we were going to talk to Mick here, but true to form.
we don't necessarily need to.
Mick Malloy is AWOL.
Oh, don't worry
about
it.
We'll get him on next. Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, don't promise it, Dave.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Hamish Blake with us as well. Been a great show today, guys. One of the best.
Well, this is exciting.
Dave, you're playing with fire now because you know who we've got on the line.
No, seriously, Dave, thank you so much. Dave just took me aside while the song was playing, put his arm around me and said, I've learnt so much today about the entertainment industry, comedy, the way you should treat your co-workers.
That's right. Oh, and thank you for the flowers too, Hamish.
Pleasure, Jana. What's your birthday tomorrow? It's the least I could do.
I know.
Who have we got? 133353, who's this?
Janie Hamdog.
You sound different. You've changed.
Well, I'll tell you why I sound slightly different.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't take this the long way, Jane, but I actually wrapped it 2 o'clock.
Can't tell.
I knew you'd wrap early.
Mick, can't tell from your voice. I promise you. It sounds like you've been at the library reading books about acting.
But listen, I thought about coming in, but then I thought, no, my character would go out and get involved in a boozy lunch, which is what has just happened, Mickey.
Hang on, so your character on the film, Mick, so
I can tell.
Are you the first person ever
completely pissed? I can tell.
Yeah, 100%.
Where are you now?
No, he's not. He's probably pretending.
Where am I now? Well, I'm exercising my one phone call.
I've been allowed to do. Of course, Mick. I know that you have been. Seriously,
no,
you've been after you've done the movie. You've gone home, you've cleaned up your house.
You've watched Godfather 2.
And that's what you're doing
now. And been inspired by De Niro. Now, Mick, you've finished acting now. Like, that's it. Your role's done for this movie, right?
Well, I'm done for the time being, but I'm such a chameleon. Yeah. You don't know when I'm acting and when I'm not. Like,
well,
right now, am I in character?
Is this the only time in the acting world someone's continued method acting after the after the film is wrapped? Like, Christian Bale didn't keep starving himself after The Machinist. He probably went and had a snack.
Hey, Christian Bale needs to pull a finger out.
Hey, Mickey.
I've been through some of that.
Mickey, are you safe?
I'm safe.
Are you warm?
And I just wanted to say, is that true that did the home dog bring you flowers?
He did.
He's clearly swung by the cemetery on the way to the show today.
Not judging by the bunch, no.
Congratulations, Denise, on 35 solid years with the company. I saw him at reception.
And Jane, I knew you would think I would forget your 60th birthday, I have not.
You are a monster.
I have not, and if you catch you on the
look at this. Oh, he's done it. Mick Molloy.
Coming in for your loving on-air partner.
Oh, Mickey.
Thinks the world of you.
I think I'm about to cry.
I am looking at a cake, a very expensive-looking cake that is in the shape of a wine bottle.
A Chardonnay bottle.
Kennedy Estate.
Hamish, you're about to see someone for the first time ever glassed with a birthday cake.
And Hamish, Mick, you can read out what it says, except remember we're not in delay.
Yeah, we are live.
It says, Kennedy State, happy effing birthday, Jane. Chardonnay vintage 1974. Gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much for that vintage, too.
Mick, I have never seen such a beautiful gesture. I can't imagine the time it must have taken you to call
you
Sam, the producer, and told him to buy this cake.
Right, I was going to get you to bring in your Ghostbusters cake.
Exactly. Mickey.
Jane, I want you to make a wish,
yes.
And if it comes true, I'll be very surprised if Dave's still there on Monday.
Oh, Mick. How very dare you.
You have been zinged.
Now, Mick.
Hey, look, sorry, Dave, you got the flyby there, the drive-by.
I couldn't understand a word he's saying.
Don't worry. Mickey, thank you. That is the most spectacular cake I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'll take it to my birthday tomorrow.
We'll leave some out the back door of the station here, so tomorrow morning when you're walking around a little bit dusty, you can come and eat a bit off the doorstep.
As per usual.
See you, Mickey. See you.
Thanks, Mick. Stay strong.
Keep
acting. Anytime, mate.
There he is, Mick Molloy.
A new way to drive home.
By the way, we want to thank our great sponsor, and that is Carlton Dry. It's the official beer of State of Origin.
Keep it dry.
Yeah.
And watch it fly.
Well, you know what happened because
not
of the...
Their slogan. Not their slogan.
With the State of Origin match on Wednesday night,
yes.
They gave away 3 Holden Colorados.
Mm.
There's 6 more to go because there's 2 more Origin matches to go. And so it's 3 per match that they're giving away. Can you believe it?
That's
nuts. Listen up. Mick couldn't get a grip on how you do this, but I know you will.
I'm sure. Work it out.
You buy a specially marked 24-pack of Carlton Dry beer, right?
Seems easy.
Which is what you would do anyway,
yep.
If you're going
to
do it.
Already happening.
So you go to...
I can't believe Mick couldn't grasp that.
Well, he couldn't.
He's just used to freebies.
Then you go to letthegamedecide.com.
Easy so far.
Again, that involves Mick.
Oh, that's way
using
that,
a computer.
That may involve you interacting with a machine. Or
then you went to the code. Now, this is where he really bugged me because he goes, what's the code? I said...
It's on the slab. Thank you.
Correct. He could say, but what code is it?
Well,
what's
we don't know, Mick. They're unique.
Thank you very much, Hamish.
I mean, this is not rocket science.
It's not rocket science.
It wouldn't really work if the code was beer for everyone.
Correct.
Then Carlton Dry is giving away 900,000 Colorados.
What a fresh air you are.
I mean, it's just basic, Mick.
Other prizes.
Sorry, you keep going.
No, there's more prizes. You can win pizza, Ticketmaster vouchers and movie vouchers. And don't forget the Holden Colorados.
Yep.
It's awesome. And Carlton Dry beer, it's the beer of... State of Origin.
Thanks, well, we've both. I mean, did you ever go at the slogan as well, or were you reading that?
No, you just made that up.
Just keep it. Yeah, keep it dry. Watch it fly was terrible. But
I think you just made that up. I'm looking for it everywhere.
I could tell by the pace of just going. Carlton Dry is the beer to enjoy. Khan, your team. can I just ask, while we're talking about Mick using a phone, what did you say he calls Siri again? Or he calls Alexa.
He calls her Anthea.
Mm. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he goes Anthea.
Yeah, Anthea.
And funnily enough, nobody answers.
Yeah. Have you noticed this happening in society? I've got a mate, and I don't like the way he talks to Siri. I find it disrespectful. Like, or he barks at her. He orders her around on the iPhone, right? Is it a thing in society where you're like...
Do you think it's a bit handmaiden style?
Well, it's just a bit like, hey, mate, I reckon there's a bit of his brain going, yeah, that's a robot that just does whatever
no,
I want.
No, I won't have that either.
I agree. You need
that
manners.
Is outrageous. Young well, James again, our producer.
James.
I do not like the way he speaks with Alexa.
What did you say before, James? You said if AI is going to steal our jobs, I'll talk to them however I damn well please.
Yeah.
I've put what you said on the record now, so you're first in line when they start killing us. They'll kill those guys first.
Well, yeah.
The guys that laughed at them while we were still in charge of the machines.
Yeah. Why is that a chick, by the way?
Yeah,
do you want me to get on my high horse now? Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Can see the horse. The horse has the legs of Chardonnay bottles. It's like a pommel horse, mate.
You can change Siri.
Why do we have to have Siri, and why do we have can't we change them and we can order around some blokes?
Yeah, we could have Dennis.
I mean, let's get Dennis.
Can you change it to a bloke? I'm sure you can.
Yeah, you can. You can go American male or English male.
All right, I'll do that.
Mix it up, Jane.
All right, I'm just preparing myself. I'm going to take my birthday cake to my lunch tomorrow. My girlfriend Angie's putting on my lunch, so.
Good on you, Angie.
She's been cooking all night.
What do the kids get you
Bacon.
For your birthday?
I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow morning.
Right. What are you hoping for?
Do we honestly think Mick gave any money for this cake? I mean, show of hands in the
That's
studio.
That's an amazing cake. By the way, we'll post the pictures at Kennedy Malloy.
I mean, I bet you, Mick, first thing today, first thing Monday on the show, there'll be a bit of a rustling. And you'll be like, oh, sorry. yes. Just have to say, Warren's cakes, just, you know, bloody good guys, get down there. You need a cake. They're going to put it together for you. Whatever you want. They helped me out with Janie's cake, so I just have to mention that because, hope you had a good weekend, Janie. 100% there'll
All
be
I
that
want
on,
to say,
Monday, on Monday's show.
If Mick is still... you know,
with us.
Standing up,
yeah.
That I wouldn't mind getting a little blue box with a white ribbon.
Okay.
There you go. Well, because won't take much effort. All you have to go is to one of the stores. They're all around the country. You can just go, get a blue box and put something nice in it.
You've kept it cryptic and...
That's not cryptic, is it?
Well, it is because now you're going to get a box of Kleenex with a white ribbon around it or just any random blue box he can find. You've given him an out clause. You have to specifically request your present from Mick right now so he can prove he was listening to the show.
Go to Tiffany's.
Yep. Right. What do you want from Tiffany's?
Just take out your wallet and just ask the women there, what do you think a woman who's my age would want, and spend a bit.
That would be amazing if Mick's got his wallet on him.
What are you hoping for?
Surprise me.
Right.
I never ask for anything, really. This is very out of character.
The chances of this happening are just a zero. But Mick's going to go in
A. It's very out of character.
He's going to have pants on that you would require to have, a wallet in and then fumble them around.
All right.
Then...
Well, look, I will say to the Queen, even though it's not your birthday, happy long weekend to those who are having it. Not everyone's having it.
Are you on Monday? Are you on air?
No, I don't believe we are.
Oh, Mick, 5-day weekend, you son of a bitch.
We've got a roster day off for our Brisbane and Perth listeners on Monday. Hamish Blake, everybody, helping us out on Kennedy Malloy.
Great to be here.
Thanks, Hamish.
Have a great weekend.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is over for another day, it's time to head out and buy a specially marked 24-pack of Carlton Dry. You could win a share in up to $17 million in prizes. T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com.